Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Vatican has now released all of the pictures of the Pope's visit, including the visit at the Vatican Embassy in Washington, D.C. on September 24. These are all of the public visits of the groups that he met at the Vatican Embassy on the 24th of September. But, of course, Kim Davis was not part of this line of people because she was part of a private meeting on that same day. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com. Matt, the Vatican has now put up on the website, we're going to be releasing the actual links, how you can get to all of these photographs, but on the Vatican website, all of the pictures for all of the visits that he made public are listed on this particular web page, and this includes Washington, D.C., New York City, Philadelphia, everything. And on the 24th of September, you can go to a specific day. The 24th of September was a Thursday, and that is when he was in Washington, D.C. And when he was at the Vatican Embassy, after speaking to Congress earlier that morning, he went to the Vatican Embassy. He had a number of meetings with a number of different people, including Kim Davis. Now, the meeting with Kim Davis was unlike the other meetings because it was a private meeting, and that's what we've said from the very beginning, and that's, in fact, what happened. There are some people that speculated, well, it must have been just some large group that she was a part of, and the Pope certainly may not have known who she was. She just came up and greeted him, and the fact of the matter is these pictures unequivocally show that that is not true because all of the meetings where he met with groups of people on the 24th of September at the Vatican Embassy are now published, 22 pages of pictures on the Vatican website, and Kim Davis is not in any of those group pictures. But Kim Davis does have her own photographs of being at the Vatican Embassy and her specific account of who she met, including the head person for the United States, the nuncio, who is the representative of the Vatican in the United States. So we're going to be continuing to talk about this, but this now unequivocally shows that Kim Davis was there, but that she was not part of these groups of people who were meeting the Pope.
In any interested media that is actually concerned about getting to the truth of a matter and reporting objectively would point this fact out. And it's unfortunate that there are some Vatican officials that need to be held accountable. I don't know if it was Lombardi himself, the Vatican spokesman, who clearly tried to obfuscate when the pressure came to bear. He clearly tried to kind of change the narrative and suggested disingenuously. I mean, this was done intentionally. It was disingenuous to suggest to try to create enough gray area that would make people, including media who were looking forward to jumping on the opportunity, to make people think that Kim Davis was just kind of thrown in with a big, you know, group of dozens of people, as he said, when now we know that is absolutely not the fact. We've known that all along. Kim Davis was singled out. You guys were contacted unsolicited, and Kim Davis, and as far as you were told, correct me if I'm wrong, Matt, that this was a request of the Pope himself to meet privately, as he did, with Kim Davis to show his support for her.
Well, that's true. In fact, it was actually Rosica, Father or Reverend Rosica, who is a priest in Canada. He's not a bishop. He's not an archbishop. He's not a cardinal. He's a priest in Canada. He is an assistant to Reverend Lombardi, who is a Vatican spokesperson in Rome. And it is that individual who said that he hypothesized that, well, there were a lot of people that were there that day meeting with the Pope, and so she was probably in some long line of a meet and greet. Well, he wasn't there. He has been known within the Catholic Church to be a problem. Not everyone within the Catholic Church marches to the same drumbeat, and this is one person who, within Catholic circles, is known to be a problem. And he's the one who suggested that she was part of this long line of people. The fact of the matter is, if she was part of a long line of people, we have the photographs of all the people that are there in those group meetings. And Kim Davis is not in any of those. And had she been in any of those group meetings or lines of group meetings, she would have been instantly recognizable and the information would have been revealed. What happened, however, is Kim Davis did receive a private invitation from the Vatican Embassy that we were told came directly from Pope Francis. And the Vatican Embassy sent private their papal security to pick her up at the hotel at the Omni Shoreham. They escorted her to the Vatican Embassy through the back, not through the front, but through the back where the attached garage is. She came into a room that had 21st century pictures of popes, including Pope Francis. And she had another room that she went to, which has 20th century pictures of popes. She's got photographs of those rooms. And then she had a time to meet with the nuncio, who is the head person, the ambassador to the United States from Rome. He is the representative of the Catholic Church to the United States. He came in, sat beside her, and talked for a while. And then the Monsignor came in, gave her some water and refreshments, her and Joe, and sat and talked for a while. And then he left, and then the Pope came in. The Pope came in with his papal entourage, which would include the security and the photographers, and also another individual with black hair that was accompanying the Pope, who was obviously a part of the papal contingency. And that's when she had the private meeting with the Pope. Nobody else was around. There was not a group of people. And the Pope said, I want to thank you for your courage, and will you please pray for me? And then he later said, stay strong, after he had given her the gift of rosaries, which, by the way, the gift of rosaries is also unique. I don't see people in these group meetings getting gifts of rosaries. I don't see anybody coming out of there saying, hey, we got a gift of a rosary from the Pope. But Kim Davis had a private meeting, and she also got two gifts of rosaries. One was a black and one was a white rosary that were given to her. Those words, I want to thank you for your courage and stay strong, would have absolutely no context of meaning if the Pope did not know who she was. So it clearly now reveals that she was there, that she was not in a group meeting. The detail is so explicit that she was in this private meeting and that he made these specific statements to her.
And, you know, some people may say, okay, all right, so we'll give it to you. You know, they requested a meeting with Kim Davis. The Pope met privately with her. You know, what's the big deal? It's a big deal for a number of reasons. First of all, we are Protestant evangelical Christians. We don't necessarily recognize the Pope as the head of the larger Christian body of Christ. He's the head of the Catholic Church, certainly. I respect this Pope. I respect the position. And we have a number of brothers and sisters who are followers in Christ and in the Catholic Church, Deacon Keith Fournier, not the least among them, a dear friend. But the point is that if the Pope did, in fact, which he did, meet privately with Kim Davis to offer his support, and if he did, on the plane, say that it is her human right to refuse to violate her conscience and issue same-sex marriage licenses, and if he later, again, reaffirmed that the definition of marriage is between a man and a woman, it is a huge deal that Kim Davis met privately with the Pope and that he offered his broad support for her position.
There's no question about it. And that's why those that are advocates of same-sex marriage went ballistic over this news, because this occurred on the eve of the Worldwide Synod on Marriage and the Family that deals with the issue of marriage as the union of a man and a woman, as well as homosexuality. So it is a big deal, not only here in America, but worldwide. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. Again, our website is lc.org. Continue to pray for Kim Davis. This case is far from over. The ACLU still wants to hold Kim Davis in contempt, and they've filed a motion. We have now filed a response, and we should hear a ruling from Judge Bunning in the near future on this issue. So this case is far from over. Not only are we litigating on this particular issue with the ACLU wanting to literally take Kim Davis's name and plaster it to the marriage licenses. They really want her scalp on the wall is what they want. And we're defending her. But we also have the appeal in process. So continue to pray for Kim Davis and her husband, Joe Davis, and the Liberty Council team. We certainly covered your prayers in this critical battle here in this country as well as around the world with regards to marriage. Stand with Liberty Council with respect to life, religious freedom, and the family. You can go to lc.org for more information and support us online.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.